Roscoe, you there?
Yo.
What's going on?
Yo, the hound.
Yeah.
I say people beware. People beware of slimy, lame, half-witted hound imitators nearby on the dial.
Oh, you heard some of them today?
Yeah, I can't. I think the rain, for some reason, is bouncing the signal off of the 516 building on East 11th Street.
Sure, it's not the steel plate in your head.
Wow, so
you're not making fun of Herb Oscar Anderson now, are you?
Now, wait a minute.
So what'd you hear?
Well, I heard some guy, some, you know, student of the blues type dude, you know.
Session date cat.
Listing, yeah, session data, you know, so-and-so played drums, and Jerome Green did not play maracas. Welcome to the revolution.
Oh, boy. Well.
No, it was a kid, you know, trying to endear himself to the black or something, you know.
Well, maybe I can just find out what station he's on, go down there and slap the crap out of him.
Oh, yeah, you know, I would gladly do it for you, except that I had no patience to listen to the guy again to try to find out his stinking little call numbers. I know they're lower than yours, you know.
Might be one of those stations that it's trying to push us off the dial.
I think so, and I think
sleazy legal tactics.
I've talked to people, hound listeners, that are not, you know, the writing letters to their congressman types, and they're up in arms. I think that actually what we should do is make out a form letter that could be signed, you know, and we'll just leave it at the bars, you know, and with stamps attached.
Good idea.
If we print it up ahead of time, we could get
best penmanship.
We could get bulk rate, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Billy, I know that you're into bulk rate, being a mailer and all.
Oh, boy. So is that the vibe today? Or
today's vibe.
Whole separate vibe.
Well, the vibe is sort of related because I kind of expected you guys not to be there.
Huh?
Well, I just figured that if you took that many record collectors and put them in one room together, that you might have some possible spontaneous combustion.
Mm.
Or like a cat fight?
Well, yeah, well...
Artie Fufkin didn't come, so...
He didn't?
So the sponge... Yeah. Actually, that probably would have happened, yeah. The Matrix numbers alone.
Did he have to, like, wet nurse Phil Spector or something? He's standing in line at some midtown liquor store trying to buy Depends for Phil Spector. You know, some place where a six pack is $7.
Oh boy.
Well,
that's possible.
I didn't know you knew him so well.
No, he's one of those guys we were talking about him before. Well, maybe I shouldn't say what we were talking about him, but, you know, since he is the West Coast Eddie G.
Yeah, definitely.
But does that mean that he has those weird parties at his house and everything that we don't get invited to? Hey, Eddie G, how come you don't invite us to your house when Bob Dylan's over there? It's probably because he has the hood up and we can't speak to him.
Probably because we don't want to go there when Bob Dylan's over there.
That's true. Except for, you know, if Bob Dylan was there, at least maybe we could get him to buy the bacon cheeseburgers.
Yeah, but the thing is, we'd never know whether he's being Catholic or Jewish, so we don't know what to bring.
What does he do?
We can get his chauffeur to go out and get us some.
We can get him both hats.
Yeah.
He can wear one hat when he's eating the bacon cheeseburger and the other hat when he's eating the vegetarian fries.
You know, this Bob Dylan story, a pal of ours, who we will mention his name, get in trouble, who was on tour with Bob Dylan, had this story. Bob Dylan, he wears a hooded sweatshirt all the time.
Uh-huh.
Puts the hood up when... You're not allowed to talk to him.
Uh-huh.
When he has the hood down, you can talk to him when he talks to you first, right?
Yeah.
Now, what happens, Roscoe, if he's got the hood up and he talks to you first? You're not allowed to answer him?
You get to punch him.
Yeah. No, I think that's something like, that's what they used to do to you in Hell Week when you're going through fraternity initiation. You know, you maybe...
Consult the manual.
Yeah, either
he has the hood up, he's freewheeling, right?
Well, either you get paddled five times or you're automatically in the club.
Now, when he's got the hood up and he talks to you, you can moisten your pinky and stick it in one of his ears.
Roscoe, the latest traveling Wilbury.
No, please. I don't want to go out to pasture yet. Although I think you'd get a white falcon for joining. I could turn around and sell that for $3,000 to some guy with spots on his leg.
Yeah. True.
A period piece.
So to speak.
Well, I guess, you know, it's probably about time for you guys to play a record. So I'm going to go back to watching some cable TV since all I can get is lousy hound imitators. People beware.
Lousy stinking hound imitators.
Stinking, lame, limp like cooked lettuce hound imitators.
I hate that.
Don't you hate that?
I hate that.
The old brute imitators really bug me out, too.
Well, why don't you guys just order yourselves a Mexican pizza and get into the VOM set.
You got it.
Aloha, dudes.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Aloha.
Roscoe will be, he'll be on that Jays, he'll be doing the power assist with the Jays and the Jays A-Bone double bill next week.